This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Megan McCarty-Carino was telling us earlier about job openings and layoffs in this economy. Same, same is the basic gist. But it is a firm belief of this program that for all the headlines, what really matters is how people are experiencing things in their day-to-day. And if you in your day-to-day are looking for a job, it is tough out there. Drawn-out interviews, take-home assignments, no real sense of where and when things might be happening. And there is an added challenge. Companies not infrequently list jobs they don't actually plan to fill or aren't going to fill anytime soon. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explains what's going on there.
Pretty much everyone knows what it feels like to hunt for a job. You revamp your resume, send out a zillion applications, and you wait.
If you're unemployed in a down market, it is stressful and every day feels like a month. Every month feels like a year.
Dan Kaplan is a senior partner at Korn Ferry, an HR consulting firm. He says job seekers rarely know what's happening on the other side of an application. And in some cases, what's happening is absolutely nothing. As in, the position doesn't even exist. It's called a ghost job. And Kaplan says it isn't new.
In all practical sense, it's existed for many years. And it means a number of different things.
Ghost jobs can be an innocent oversight. A recruiter puts up open positions and gets laid off or forgets to take them down once they're filled. But Kaplan says sometimes employers post ghost jobs on purpose so that to investors, it looks like the company is growing, and to overworked and frustrated employees, it looks like help is on the way. The most common type of ghost job, though, is talent hoarding.
You keep postings out there, you collect a large pool of resumes, you may in fact make contact with candidates, interview them just so that you have a large pool of talent, but you don't plan on actually filling the job anytime soon or hiring.
He says this happens in a lot of industries, especially tech, and it might be more common now because businesses are anxious. They laid off workers at the beginning of the pandemic, then had a hard time hiring them back when they needed them. They laid off people again when wages and interest rates rose. Now they're waiting for the economy to give them the green light to grow again.
It gives you a pool that you can very quickly ramp back up.
Ghost jobs might just be a temporary symptom of an uncertain economy. But Erica Groshen, an economist at Cornell and former commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, says the way companies hire and candidates job hunt is changing.
We're moving to a new equilibrium where everybody just applies to more jobs than they used to.
Because with job boards, it's easier than ever to throw your hat in the ring. Meanwhile, companies are taking longer to screen applicants.
Now it's worth it for the employers to hold the jobs open longer, look through more resumes, because they have a hope that they're actually going to find a worker who's better suited.
In 2023, the average number of days it takes companies to hire hit an all-time high of 44 days, with many jobs open for 3 months or more. Vicky Salemi, a career expert at the job site Monster, says in this hiring environment, it's hard to tell if a posting is a ghost job.
I wish I could say here are the top three red flags to look for as a job seeker in these ads to see if they're real or not real. There aren't any telltale signs.
Once upon a time, a posting that's been open for a while might be a red flag. Now, Salemi encourages job seekers to apply anyways. She says if you do get an interview, ask about the company's hiring timeline.
Ask them, when are you looking to fill this position? And do your due diligence throughout the interview process if you discover that what they say, they're now backtracking, because that is a sign of their values and their culture. And you have to ask yourself, is this an organization I would want to be part of?
That is, if you don't get ghosted first. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.